the serpent's tail is in every colour of the rainbow. You float through this dreamy landscape, watching the tail undulate up and down, swishing sideways, drifting sky high. It almost looks translucent, like a giant see-through tapestry billowing in the wind. You see the girl ahead of you. Does she know she's being followed? Is she in danger? The girl abruptly turns to you. She has a knowing look in her eyes and an edge to her voice.
Mindy, a giant serpent weaves through the land and sways through the trees with its long floating tail. It has a long body with a big bloop, meaning head, tiny wimble, meaning ears, lia, meaning teeth, and Gaelic jali, meaning three tongue. The old people see smallpox as an epidemic of Mindy, who punishes those who disobey the law of Bunjil. Only Bunjil can talk to Mindy, and only certain lawmen can tell Bunjil to talk to Mindy, men who uphold customary law. Mindy brought smallpox and other illnesses we see today. If people break Bunjil's law, Mindy is sent to punish them, accompanied by two smaller snakes. Mindy spits poison from its three-tongued mouth. The serpent is the colour of the earth, red, yellow, brown, black, orange, colours of the Mali country. The serpent camps on a hill near Wedderburn and drinks from Poison Creek, known as Neil Ganang or Neil Yaluk. Mindy appears in two forms, good and evil. Good Mindy shines like a rainbow according to oral tradition. Bad Mindy, as Uncle Sam Kerr tells us, is a reminder of past struggles. For ceremony, women and men, young and old, paint themselves so that no two dancers look alike. Feathers of parrots and cockatoos adorn their hair. Red and white decorations, depicting flowers, embellish mouths. The chanting of songs about the serpent rises from the land. Performers dance around a symbol of Mindy made from bark, circling and running closer to it, as if unconscious and conscious of its presence, finally touching it and releasing a piercing scream. During ceremony, a brazen dancer dares to touch Mindy's mouth and more performers follow. The moon casts a glow over Mindy and this mingles with the flames of a burning fire. Bark pieces, as symbols of Mindy, are thrown into the fire after the ceremony. The dancers look away. Mindy is the law. Mindy is part of our ceremonial life. The law of the land recognizes our survival, our continuing culture, our ongoing care for country.
Harley, you suddenly realize the tall young man has reappeared behind the tree ahead of you, and you realize your memory has returned as soon as you recognize him. Every time he returns, he's carrying something new in his hand. Right now, it's a plastic bag. You ponder if this is the reason he keeps disappearing. You can see that he has wandered off the track to pick up rubbish, to keep the park clean. The girl is waving goodbye now. She walks down the path and disappears into the trees. The serpent swoops over Harley towards you, and as it rushes over your head, you get the inclination to touch it, and it saps you and disappears. Your memory returns and you feel bigger. What was that word Harley used? Connected. This must all be connected.
I can see things are making sense to you now. I can see you remember more. Just a few more and I think finally you will see.
You ask yourself, a few more what? Memories, is it?
What do you want to remember?
Harley asks, will you find your memories in the land, the fire, or the sky? In the land, you'll hear the mystery of why country speaks. In the fire, you'll learn the mystery of how fire turned cold. In the sky, you'll see the mystery of why the emu flies. Select an image on your screen to choose a mystery.